All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. August 6, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. It is Tuesday, second day of the week. I guess depends on what day you start from, but it is my second day of the new week, and I feel fantastic. Got up this morning, went for another run. Just love this time of year. Even though it's hot and you can't breathe and it's humid and it's nasty, I do love it. Went for a great run, then jumped in the pool. That is freaking paradise. forgive me. Yeah, just super blessed, grateful to be sober another day. Yeah, the last few days have been interesting, and I've shared them and moved through it. I'm grateful for that. I went back to listen to those two podcasts. You know, just reminds me, man, we're never free of this disease. And, you know, those last few days really showed that, you know, for a person that's got a bunch of time, I can still get pretty insane. And I appreciate you letting me share. You know, my buddy Matt used to say, talk about it, it cuts it in half. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But he's right, man. If we don't talk about things, it becomes worse in our head. And we don't have anybody to run it past to tell us, oh, my God, you are in the wrong or you are in the right. And it gives us we just keep it all inside and we go insane, right? And so we have to talk about it. We share it. You know, luckily I can share it on this podcast. Luckily, I don't have anybody that goes, you idiot. But I do have other friends that I talk about. And I talk about it with my wife and different things. So, and I talked about it with my buddy, right? We had a conversation and we pushed through it. And so I start this day, August 6, 2024, Tuesday at 9:29 in the morning, fresh and clean and burden-free from all of the self-centered bullshit that I can figure out and make up in my head and in my world. Today, I'm free of it. And it's a good way to start the day. I will probably gather some crap throughout the day. I'm going to work. I'm working today. My first one canceled. Already an opportunity to have resentment. But not today. I'm different. I feel great. It is amazing. You know, I don't know. Get it together, man. All right. So I went to a new meeting last night. It was Monday. I've shared that I'm sick of that meeting. I'm sick of people taking the commitment hostage, and it's starting to affect the meeting, and it starts to affect me. So I decided I would go to a new meeting on Mondays at 6:30, so I did. It was okay, right? Didn't really get a good start. I remember going to the meeting on Wednesday, and my buddy Bruce sharing that all the meetings this week, starting yesterday, were going to be outside because the church that we go to is they got some shit going on. So we will not be able to use the church, the inside of the church for our meetings this week. So all meetings this week will be outside, bring a chair. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And so the new meeting that I decided I will be going to is at that church, right? And so I'm like, it's going to be great. Drive down there, pull up, and everybody's outside. And I was like, damn, I forgot, right? I forgot it was going to be outside. And what I forgot is that I would need a chair. So I pull up, and then I see this other friend of mine who's new to the program. He's doing, you know, he's got a great story, not for me to share, but I've known him. He's been coming to some meetings for a while, and I'm just getting to know him. And we chatted a little bit more yesterday. Great guy. I think he will be a new friend of mine, right? He was already a friend, but I can see, like, you know, getting coffee and stuff. But he's like, do you want this? I got a blanket. If you need a blanket, you can set it. Because it was on the grass, right? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. And so I go over there, I sit on the grass. And I'm like, you know, thinking to myself, this sucks. These bugs, these ants. And listen, I'm a guy. I can handle it, right? It's not a big deal. But it was starting, you know, and so my ego, or my pride, let's go. So we've had a few days of ego. So my pride yesterday was like, oh, we're not going to ask that guy for the blanket. We're going to stick this one out. And he goes, hey, man, honestly, if you want the blanket, you can have it. And I go, yeah, I'll take the blanket.
drive your car. We could drive all day. Let's just get the hell away from here. Or I am sick again, just plain sick to death of the sound of my own voice. We could leave behind another wasted year. Let's get some cheap red wine and just go flying. We could do the things, all the things you wanted to. No one cares about us anyway. The things, all the things you wanted to. No one cares about us anyway. I think I lost my smile. I think you lost yours too. We have lost the power to make each other laugh. Let's just leave this place, go to Summerland. Just a name on the map sounds like heaven to me. We could find a town, be just how we wanna.
Sparkle and Fade. No, this is actually Summerland. The album is Sparkle and Fade. And the band is Everclear, and they are freaking awesome in that. I think I played, I know I played another song of theirs in a podcast the other day. I had a, all right, hold on, focus. All right, the story I was talking about. So I went to that meeting, and it was good. It was a little, the meeting was off because it was outside. That's always interesting. And I was also, you know, distracted by the bugs and all this shit. But it was a decent meeting. I will be going back. I think. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I it was fine. You know, the reason I'm doing that is because I'm just getting a little frustrated that this other meeting has doesn't find other people to speak. So, and is that wrong? I mean, that's one of the things about recovery. It's like, you know, that's annoying. So if I'm super recovered, right? If I'm super sober, should that not be a problem? Should I be like, hey man, that's none of my business, whatever? Or, right? Or, you know, when we realize it's freaking principles over personalities, and when someone takes a meeting for 4 years, that is their personality, and that's not the principles. So, I think that's yeah, I'm not going to keep going back days here, but I feel like, you know, I've I don't want to be justified. I don't want justified resentments, but at the same time, I also don't want to be, you know, frustrated. So I'm exploring my options. It was a good option I chose last night, and I enjoyed the meeting. It was on the eighth step, and, you know, it's great. I'm, you know, the other thing I was doing, I was going to say last night was that, you know, I've got to do, my buddy's having a wedding, and I get to be the DJ. Not that I am a DJ, but I have some equipment, right? I have these boards, like I have a soundboard. When I initially started doing podcasting, my buddy Gavin gave me this great soundboard, but it's powered. It means that it'll run like PA speakers, right? It's for really like singing in like a karaoke or a band. It's a good board, but it's, you know, it's powered, so I never really used it. I have a new board that is passive, right? It's not, I'm not looking for the power. I'm not really powering anything. I'm just sending, right? And so my buddy Dave, we used it for the Christmas parade for the paddle club. And we used the speakers and we had a boat and played music on our float for Christmas. So he's like, can you do it, our DJ? And I was like, yeah. So I'm going to play music for them next couple weeks. I think it's in 2 weeks. So I've been looking for this board. I told him I would do it, and I stashed the board somewhere. And last night I'm like, honey, we got to go upstairs, and we got to find this freaking board. You know, it's in a closet that was supposed to be for storage that we've filled with stuff, right? But it is like a shit show in that room. So I'm like, you come in with me, because I got to figure out where this freaking board is. So I tear this whole closet apart last night, listening to music. This song came on. That's how I was reminded of it. That's why I played it today. And by the way, I found the board in a different closet downstairs. Nowhere in this closet was it to be found. This place is a shit show. And so, but I did find it. So everything's good. I can be the DJ for the wedding and all is good in the world. But yeah, so last night, the eighth step, it is, you know, I am a huge fan of the eighth step. You know, I shared last night when I came into the program as a person that had been, you know, I won't say continuously in trouble, but a good portion of my life was either, you know, sort of doing some shady shit and being, you know, before I got caught, right? There was parts of my life where I'd been caught and sort of existing in that moment. And then you're in those parts of your life where you've sort of been caught and you're trying to get better. So, I'm, you know, for a big portion of my life, I was either leading up to the problem, existing in the problem, or trying to recover from the problem. And so when I remember coming into the program and as early recovery, early, you know, sobriety and seeing this step, right, made a list of people we had harmed and when and made a, where is my book? Where is my book? Oh, my God. Made a list of all people we had, persons we had harmed and when we were wrong promptly. No, I'm thinking I'm mixing the 10 and the, that's why I should not try to be, I should not try to memorize these, right? Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all, right? I remember early recovery. I saw that. I was like, that's me, right? And I've shared many times on this podcast how I just wanted to stop drinking and say I was sorry, right? Because how many times had I said I was sorry while I was drinking and then proceeded to do the same thing over and disappoint everybody one more time, right? So I was like, listen, I'm not drinking, and now I'm sorry. And, you know, it is good. It does feel good to, I think what felt really good was just not drinking, right? And so when I came to the program and I saw this, I was like, that is me, and I want to say I'm sorry. And I did say I'm sorry, you know, immediately. You know, you get a few days of sobriety and you start having these, you know, intimate conversations with your parents and your family and your friends. And you're like, man, I'm really sorry. You know, I apologize. Expecting to never pick up or drink again, right? And we can't guarantee that. I think our heart is in the right place. I just don't think our spirit is, right? I think we our intentions are good, but unfortunately, early on recovery, those intentions serve self, right? Look at me, I'm better, I'm sorry, forgive me. I want to start letting all this bullshit go. And it just doesn't work like that because like the step talks about, you know, some people aren't, some people have heard enough sorries, right? I know my parents, when I came in and started getting sober and I went through this period, you know, and I had a few days and I did go to my parents and I did say I was sorry. And they were like, you know, Tom, we don't care. We don't care. Just don't drink, right? All we want is for you to not drink. In fact, if you could just not drink, we won't bring up any of this past bullshit for at least 10 years. No, how about, we won't bring up your past for at least 5 years, right? Of course they didn't say that, but they're like, just don't drink, dude, and we're good, right? We are fine. And I know this feeling because, you know, I remember, and I'm still, you know, I still live in it, you know, this person that I work with that struggles, right? And, you know, all the shit that goes on from it and all of the inconvenience and annoyance that comes along with it is annoying and probably deserves an apology. But all we would like, I think, is her just, or this person to just not drink. Don't drink. Be normal, right? Don't drink and carry about your business. And we can, I personally could forget about all the past, right? It doesn't matter, right? I just want this time, our present time, to be you free of drinking. And I think that's how a lot of people are. Unless you've done some real damage, right? Some real financial, emotional, I don't know, whatever. I'm sure even a lot of that can be overlooked, I think, right? And everybody's situation is different. But I just know that when I came in, you know, people just like, please just stop drinking. Like, we don't need a sorry. You don't need to fix the fence. You don't need to fix the well. You don't need to do this. Just don't drink. And quite honestly, we'd be good with that. And so, you know, but of course, as a person that, like myself, who's so full of shame and guilt and And, you know, knowing that I'm sorry followed by I'm drinking again just isn't a great situation. And so paying attention to step early on. And I do think it's important. But as a person that worked some steps, right, and has taken some time and gone up the ups and downs of recovery and flirted with serenity and, you know, worked on those character defects, right? And it's funny because a lot of these steps, you know, the 8, 9, the 10, right, 6, 7, anything like, then especially like the ninth step, right, where it starts talking about the promises. You know, if we've worked an honest program and if we've done the honest work and really dug in with the sponsor, and even honestly, even if we've done that early, I'm not even sure that it matters. I just think time has to take time. But once we get to that point, right, the list isn't really as important. A relationship with God isn't as important that you know about it, right? Like meaning your friends, right? We don't have to talk about it. You know, I always say, especially the ninth step, if you're at the ninth step, the promises don't really matter to you, right? Because at that point in your recovery, you're past that, right? You don't need, self doesn't need the hair brushed out of his eyes and told it's going to be okay. These are the great things you're going to get. Right? Because at the ninth step, you've done work. And that's right after the eighth step. And at the eighth step, having done the first and the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh, honestly, and done the work, and you get to that eighth step, right? You know, and then we start realizing this isn't about, you know, I'm sorry. Right? This is about freeing up, you know, like I shared in the meeting last night. You know, I came into this program with a backpack of history, right? A backpack of bullshit, a backpack of fuck-ups, a backpack of amends, a backpack of failed amends, 1,000 tries, 1,000 failures, right? It's just this backpack of bullshit. And these steps allow us, me, to clear it out. And I've said it before, right? If I'm going to draw that line in the sand, right? Because that is what this becomes, a line in the sand that I step over to change my life anew. Right. This isn't, you know, early recovery or like even, you know, I remember doing, you know, being sober, working the steps, making the line, stepping over and then still fucking up. Maybe not drinking. Right. But maybe I add some more shit to my backpack. Right. Maybe I'm saying things right. My comments are inappropriate or my behavior is inappropriate, even though I'm under that umbrella of sobriety. Right. I'm under that umbrella. Look at me. I'm sober, but I'm still making comments or doing certain things in my life that are still keeping me sick. I'm doing things that are still requiring me making amends, right? Even though I'm sober, right? Over time, we start to realize there's more to sobriety. Sobriety will not keep us sober. Sobriety is to the path that leads to serenity. And when you get to serenity, it isn't about, look at me, I'm saying sorry. It's about being free of all that self-centered history bullshit that we've carried around for so long. And that's what it becomes. But early recovery, it's like, look at me, look at my list. Look at all the people I'm saying sorry to. It's freaking out, it's rolling out the door. Right? I shared last night, and I've shared this before. I had to make a list of all the people that had harmed me. Because even in my first attempt at making the list in the eighth step, you know, I was still not accountable, right? I was still a victim, right? It was still everybody else's fault. But I was sober, right? I'm sober. Look at me. Because the definition of sober is to be free of drink. Serenity is what we are looking for. You have to get sober to get to serenity, but just because you put down the drink does not make you serene, right? But I had to make that list of all the people that had harmed me because, damn it, I'm a victim. And at that moment, and this is like 4 years, 5 years ago, right? I'm 10 years into recovery. And all of us, I was probably 12 years into recovery, and all of a sudden I said, maybe I need to make a list of all the people that had harmed me so that at that point I can start to find some accountability and realize that every person that had harmed me, it was my fault or both of our fault, right? But I'm not a victim, right? There wasn't one situation where something bad that happened to me that I didn't play a role in it. It's a big fucking step. You know, even I'll say that at meetings all the time. People say, I'm not ready. You know, like the guy that punched me, you know, I've heard people say, I'm not ready to forgive those people. right? They're still victims. I don't want to be a victim. That's what these steps help us to be, not a victim. Right? I know that at some point, all of a sudden, accountability showed up, and I started figuring out, you know, all the parts that I played, right? And especially in some of the, you know, like my buddy Gary says, it's not the list, it's not all the things that we do, it's all the things that we're capable of doing, right? I'm not a thief, but I have stolen, right? I've stole something, and I've had to make an amends. That doesn't mean I'm a thief, but it does show that if I put the fucking wrong situation in my life, I am capable of being a thief again. There's no secrets, right? There are no secrets. It is a, I don't know, I think it's a freaking miracle, right? And today, what do I have? I don't carry around a backpack, right? You know, even the situation that happened with my buddy, we've had a conversation. We've said, we've made our peace. We've cleaned it up. We've become accountable. And we moved on. I don't need to talk about it anymore. Like, I can reflect on it, I guess. I can go back and, you know, if I need to analyze something. But as far as me and him are concerned, that day is done. We're not victims of it, right? We both are accountable for the parts that we played. We both have agreed that we both were wrong at points. Right? At some point, I was wrong, right? And so was he. It's not important how much or who, what, or where. It's just that we were wrong. We don't like, because what happens is now I have fear, right? And it's not like, oh, I'm afraid he's going to come. But what I'm afraid is have I lost his friendship? Right? Have I said something? All the next day I questioned, you know, what did I say the wrong thing? Was it right? And that first day, man, everything I said that day was correct. And I said it in that podcast. I would change nothing. But 2 days later, I was like, maybe I would change a couple words. And the third day, I was like, you know, I wish that had never happened. I'd take it all back. And then he called. And like I said, he left his big-ass voicemail, and I didn't listen to one word because none of those freaking words matter. The only words that matter at the time when I called him was, hey, brother, I love you, and I'm sorry. He's like, I love you too, man, and I'm sorry. And I said, I don't think it matters what happened or what we said. I think we both said our things. I just know that where we're at today ain't good. And he said, I agree. And we left it. We did not carry the backpack another day of that bullshit. I carried that fucking fight on the trail backpack for 2 days. I don't carry backpacks anymore. And I don't want to carry backpacks anymore. I don't even want to carry backpacks of fucking recovery books, right? Backpacks of shit are not good in our lives. And these steps will help us, you know, remove it. But, you know, there's also, I think it talks about being centered on the beam. I don't know if, I think it talks about it in the eighth step. It talks about being centered on the beam in a few places in recovery, but I think it talks about it in the eighth step, being centered on the beam, making sure that our fucking motives are correct. Early recovery, I wanted to tell everybody sorry from the rafters to the roof. Everybody, I'm sorry. And I'm not drinking, so that's it, right? And that is great. You should say sorry. I am a piece of shit. I apologize. But we have to make sure that our motivations are correct. We have to make sure, you know, if you say sorry, right, I'm sorry, and someone says, okay. Sometimes you will go, I don't feel like that was a good enough response, right? All of a sudden, self's involved. Self is motivating your apology. And when self's motivating your apology, that means that self is seeking something. Self is seeking a recognition, a high five, a hug, good for you. Let's get into the sympathy mode. Come here, old buddy. You're doing good. Give me a hug. Yeah, everybody wants something. That's not good. It talks about it in the step. Everyone may not be as excited about making amends as you are. Right? You also have to be cool about there also might be some things you might have to refrain from, right? Maybe not necessary to hurt somebody emotionally or spiritually, all in the act of making yourself feel better, right? Sometimes we have to restrain from our apologies. That's why we have a sponsor, right? This is, and by the way, this is a very personal step. You should absolutely have a sponsor, right? Have a conversation. Don't listen to me. This is just sort of what I've kind of gone through. Have a sponsor. Have someone with a bunch of time, right? And really have a conversation. And just check your motivation. Check your motives. And, yeah. But I'm just really grateful today. What is it? What is, he said it's Tuesday. What's our time like? I want to read. Yeah, let me read this. Let's see what the old daily reflections can pull up for us today. Some surprise. Eighth step. Let's see. Driven. August 6th. Daily reflections. Driven. August 6th. Driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity, we step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 62. My selfishness was the driving force behind my drinking. My selfishness was the driving force behind my drinking. I drank to celebrate success, and I drank to drown my sorrows. Humility is the answer. I learned to turn my will and my life, my thinking and my actions over the care of God. My sponsors tell me that service keeps me sober. Today I ask myself, have I sought knowledge of God's will for me? Have I done service for my AA group? Yeah, I remember when I started to realize that I was a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. You know, I thought I just had a drinking problem, and it turns out I had a whole bunch of other problems. And when I learned I was selfish, I was in shock, right? It made sense, but I was like, oh my. And then everything I did just reeked of selfishness. And I've been taught that, you know, service does save us. I jumped into service big time. Probably, you know, wanted some pats on the back. You know, and this all sort of revolves around this, just the dark low point in my life when I came in, how deficient I was in helping, being a good guy, being honest, right? And so when I came into recovery, it allowed me to start doing that, right? Just show up, be honest, be a good guy, try to help. And, you know, that just felt good early on. And so I do think it's important, you know, it turns out, and I read about it, and I still feel it, that service and, you know, recovery and going to meetings is what saves us, you know, and on top of that, you can't drink. I appreciate you letting me share. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll talk later. Bye.